I don't very rarely get to say this, but may the 4th be with you. The Lord be with you. Please be seated. It's almost like a leap year when it comes around on being May the 4th for a service, so you know my love. I hope you are well. It is great, Olive, to see you back after gallivanting in America, for where you all are. And for what you have been going through, for all of us, as we connect in together as community, as we continue to look and see what God has called us to be, I hope you have open hearts and minds to hear what God has for you this morning. Let's just quieten our hearts as we come into this space. So may the light of the risen Christ banish all darkness from our hearts and minds. Amen. Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil and confess our sins in penitence and faith. So we pray together. Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself as those who once were dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our collect for this morning. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Acts chapter 9, beginning at verse 36. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydia was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and their clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. As I'm sure you might be aware, Britain's Got Talent is back on. Hands up who watches Britain's Got Talent. That's it, James. One of these days we might even see you on Britain's Got Talent. But one of the things that they have in Britain's Got Talent, it is an absolute variety of all sorts of different performances, whether it be dancing, singing, magicians, comedians, impersonators, all sorts of different people come and want to show off their talent, and they're doing this not just so they can perform at the Royal Variety Performance, but they also make a whack load of money in the process of it as well, as this is what they do. And one of the acts that I really enjoy are people who do impersonations. And so you see all these different people trying to put on, and you know a good impersonation when they don't even have to say who they're impersonating, because actually how they act, what they say, how they get on, you know, boy, that is so like whoever it is they're trying to be. You think of children and how they may impersonate their parent or other adults that are around them. We all see it. We all do it. When we're trying to talk like someone, we may put on that particular voice. There was a movie a number of years ago with Jim Carrey, and he starred as Andy Kaufman. If you remember the comedian, he would have been most well known for his role as Lacta in Taxi. And comedian, very funny, very misunderstood, bit of a genius, but very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. And he would do all these different things that people were going, is this meant to be funny? Or is this just offensive? Or is he just not a nice person? Jim Carrey, as he started acting like him, decided that he was just going to fully embody who and what Andy Kaufman was, and people could not tell whether this was Jim Carrey or Andy Kaufman. He would turn up at different places looking like him, and people going, this is really bizarre. You're an actor. You're just meant to look and be like the person, but he really took on the full embodiment. A documentary has just been released, 20 years since they made this movie, and Jim Carrey talking about his experience, about what it was to take on and to act like this person, and how he annoyed people around him. He frustrated people around him. People really admired him. People loved him. And he was having the exact same impact as what Andy Kaufman had had. And he said, isn't that the way it's meant to be, though? If there's someone that we like, we should start acting like them. And the very last line in this particular documentary is Jim Carrey saying, maybe I'll take on the personification of Jesus. Don't we need more of that in the world? Ah, it totally caught me off guard. I was like, what? Because everything he was talking about was a show, was a performance. And yet, as I looked into it a little bit more after watching it, he was legit. And when he was saying, don't we need more people who will act like Jesus in the world? Not just talk about him, but act like him. We see this in our reading from Acts. Dorcas, as she's known in Greek. Everything that she did and people wanting to celebrate her life, bringing the clothing, bringing all the things that she did and the loss and the love that they had for her. Peter coming. And as he says, Tabitha, get up. Do you remember Jesus doing the exact same thing with Talitha, the other young girl who had passed away? Except this lady's not that young. Peter is imitating Jesus. And Peter does something a little different to what Jesus did in that he wants to show off that she is now back from the dead. But this is not for his glory, because we saw this on Easter Sunday where there were people who were coming back from the dead, not just Jesus, but other people came back from the dead and they went around declaring who Jesus was and that impact of this miracle pointing to Jesus. We often want to see great and wonderful things, maybe for our own gain. And yet we're called for the things that are good, for the things that are wonderful. How do we point people in the direction of Jesus? One of the ways we do that is not just talking about Jesus, but actually being like Jesus. Jesus, in this interaction with the Jews in the gospel this morning, is, can you not just tell us? Come on, stop keeping us in suspense. Who are you? Are you the Messiah? He's like, guys, I've said this all the time. Yes, I am. No one can take you from my hand, but just like no one can take you from the Father's hand, because we are one. And even after this moment, they still want to kill Jesus. This whole chapter, Jesus is talking about what it is to be a good shepherd. Now, we have a lot of people who try to imitate Jesus or imitate God, but particular characteristics that they think are associated with God. As you know, as a Manchester United supporter, it has been a painful decade. But in everything, my brother, who is a Liverpool supporter and who barely survived last night, Aideen, his heart is with you. But one of the things he was saying, I'd love for us to get Marcus Rashford, who is Manchester United. And I was like, oh no, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that. Oh, come on, Alan. What would you do to see Marcus Rashford get a hug from Jurgen Klopp, who is the manager of Liverpool, who as a manager has been incredible, has done phenomenal things with his team. But one of the things that has absolutely modeled good leadership is the affection he shows to every single player after the game. Hugs and kisses, and is just really wanting to encourage them. This is the heart of Jesus. This is the heart of the Father coming alongside all of us, encouraging us, affirming us, reminding us of who we are in Jesus, in the Father, through Holy Spirit. What it is to be Jesus is to encourage and to love and to point people to the Father. For all that we celebrate, for all that we are thankful, how do we bring that celebration, that thankfulness to those around us? In these next few days, think about who it is you're wanting to imitate. And as Jenny said last Sunday, it's not about imitating other people to be like them, but it is about you being you in who God has called you to be, which is, we have been created in the image of God. And being created in that image is to bring that to people around us in love and with compassion. And let us affirm our faith with the words that we have on our sheet. So we say together, Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise for Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Help us to hear his voice and to follow him. We pray for all who share his pastoral ministry, for all preachers and ministers all around our nation and world. We ask your blessing upon all who go out into home visits, all carers, doctors, nurses, and home helpers. And we remember especially those who reach out to the outcasts and rejected. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all who seek to bring peace and unity to our world. We ask your blessing upon all shepherds, farmers, fishermen, all who work in agriculture or to provide us with food and clothing. We ask you to guide all who have care of young people, all teachers, youth leaders, and social workers. Lord, in your mercy, Father, we give thanks for all who have cared for us and provided for us. We pray especially for our loved ones, our families, and our friends. We give thanks for those who have taught us in the faith and have been examples to us. And we ask your blessing upon all who are still our guides and our helpers. Lord, in your mercy, Father, we pray for all who have lost their way in faith. We remember those who have lost faith in themselves, in others, or in you. We pray for all who are finding life desperate and are disillusioned or fearful. We ask you to comfort and bless all who are struggling with illness or problems that they cannot solve, and those who feel unable to find help or hope. Lord, in your mercy, we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, we rejoice that the Good Shepherd gives us life eternal and that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We join with the fellowship of the saints and our loved ones departed to praise you. We commend them and ourselves to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, if you can, please stand. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you. Give each other a wave, wink, nod from wherever you are. Please be seated. Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen." And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. I invite Brian and George, who will bring around our communion this morning. And so the body of Christ, given for you. and the blood of Christ shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have tea and coffee after our gathering this morning. We also have a private prayer tomorrow morning. We have tea and coffee again on Friday morning at 10:30. It's going to be in the church here. And we have our services on Sunday, 9:30, communion, tea and coffee out in the car park, and our service at 11 o'clock, which will have a baptism as well this Sunday. So all are welcome. As you receive this blessing, take this for your hearts and know what it is to live this out with those around you. So may you know the love of the Father and imitate his compassion. May you know the heart of Jesus and bring that heart to those around you with your hands and your feet. And may you know the leading of Holy Spirit as you are prompted and guided and encouraged to be an example for those that you connect with. Love well as you have been loved. Forgive well as you have been forgiven, and bring all that goodness that you have received to those around you in abundance, so they will know the love of the triune God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.